And also, I think, you know, some of the letters, you know, it is a light, in the end, it's a relatively light-hearted column. So if I do get a letter where I think someone might be, you know, an alcoholic or an addict, or there's kind of things they're saying that genuinely to me sound like that could be clinical depression or something, then I immediately say, look, thanks for writing, but you do need to seek out professional help. Equally, they don't ever send me a letter that is, you know, overtly about something truly, truly serious. So, to that extent, there's a filter. Question over there.
Yep,
over in the corner.
Graham,
of all the... It is Chuck.
Of all the very many famous people you have met, could you give us a bit of gossip? Who did you find very hard to get on with?
The ones you like, I liked least, they tend to be kind of the younger ones, who get very consumed. You know, the old ones, the big stars, they're actually so comfortable in their own skin. You know, someone like Sophia Loren, doesn't matter what I say to her, does it? She's still Sophia Loren. She's, you know, trailing her career behind her. I'm, you know, a nothing to her. But then you'll get young ones talking about their demographic. Demographic. Who cares? Billy Zane. So you probably didn't even know who Billy Zane is. That's how small his demographic is. Anyway, he was really annoying. And he's kind of like, I can't do this, my demographic. It's like, your demographic is people who vaguely remember from Titanic. Anyway, there is a God, because we paid him with a check for coming on the show. Anyway, he went out that night and lost the check, having been vile to everyone. He then had to ring up the next day, being all nice, hi, it's Billy here, and to try and get his check reissued. So he said no.
Right, another question. There's a hand up there. Can I have another hand as well? There's one hand there. Yep, one hand there. So number one, number two.
I just wondered whether you've ever been approached to appear on Strictly.
Do you know, I haven't. And it's what, because I do watch it, and I think, ooh, because it would be lovely to be on Strictly if you could dance. I think you'd have to go for dancing tests, wouldn't you, before you actually, because there's nothing, it's just awful watching people who can't do it. Except, I have to say, Anne is doing a lovely job. I never liked that woman, but I think she's coming out of it so well. She's just warm and lovely, and I like her. And the side parting, it's a revelation.
Are you not keen on dancing?
I'm keener on dancing than singing, in that I have got so drunk I've been dancing. But I got put off dancing once when I watched a friend's wedding video in which my dancing featured.
Another question.
Yep.
Hi, Graham. Can you give us an idea which guest you've had who probably most regretted appearing on your show?
Which guest most regretted appearing on the show? I think Harvey Keitel regretted being on the show. Then we regretted him being on the show. it wasn't his fault. It was just whoever advised him to come on the show was an idiot. Because, you know, we don't know the man, so you have to take this on face value. If his agent, manager, PR person says, Harvey would be a good guest on your show, you have to believe them.